You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another fantastic episode of Ask Drone You. Thank you for being here. My name is Paul.
Thank you indeed, and my name is Rob, and you're listening to episode number 858. So glad you're with us. As always, we really do appreciate it. Appreciate all that you guys do, starting with listening. Some of you have reviewed. If you haven't, we'd love to hear from you as well. And those of you that subscribe, we really appreciate that. So that helps us out a lot when you do that. So please do if you haven't.
Definitely. Also, if you haven't checked out some of the really good shows of Ask Drone You with On God Singh from Pix4D or how to conduct a search and rescue mission, please listen to those shows. They are really, really good. If you are using Apple Podcasts, if you actually go to Ask Drone You, you'll see on the bottom that it says Best of the Podcasts. And here, like, for example, it says, like, in the last week, the best of the podcast is systems, equipment, and applications necessary for producing survey-grade accuracy in UAV mapping. The next one is, can you fly over all participants in a drone operation? Interesting. That just is a little help if you're looking for some help. But anyway, yeah, let's play the question, I guess.
Hi, guys. AJ here from Gillette, Wyoming. First off, I wanted to thank you guys for everything that you do. I got my 107 on the first try. I was a member for about 2 weeks, so I thought that was pretty amazing that you guys just have all that information right there. Again, thank you so much for all the hard work you put into this. You guys had a podcast a while back about how you recommended that you upload to MLS for real estate agents as well as create them a YouTube channel. Two questions with that. How do you upload to MLS? Is there a certain site that you use? Do you have to go through the realtor? And then YouTube, are you creating them their own channel or are you creating them their own YouTube account? Thank you guys very much again and have a good one.
So when it comes to helping realtors, brokers, if memory serves me correct, you cannot upload a video to MLS unless you are like directly contracted under the realtor, which means you work for the realtor's office as an employee, if I understand that correctly. I have never direct uploaded to MLS. If it is my understanding that you need a realtor's license to even use MLS, meaning to upload data to it, you can use MLS as a customer, as a viewer, but I don't think you can upload information there. He asked a good question too about YouTube, and I don't think I did a good job of clarifying it, but he asked, should we be building a YouTube channel or should we be building a YouTube an account? For my client, I had to build them an account. Typically, I build them accounts. I do charge for it because I make a cover image. I make a profile image. I backlink everything to their site. I come up with autonomous keywords and fill-ins for YouTube. Pretty much just helps me make it easier for me to upload videos in the future. But I do charge pretty significantly for that, because if a realtor doesn't have enough time to figure out how to make a YouTube channel, then it says a lot about the person. So it's just, and I just mean that because I know older people are, you know, less willing to learn and they don't want to spend time on things that they don't understand. Creating a YouTube channel is probably one of the easiest things that you can do online. I think actually at times it's easier than creating an email address.
Yeah. I mean, I would think that in most cases, I think you're probably going to be creating the entire account for them. Mm-hmm. Right? Most of them probably don't have a YouTube account.
True. But it's also just another way to say, look, this is going to help you maximize your reach. Now, here's the thing, guys. A lot of realtors are not using YouTube. They're using Vimeo. They're buying pro accounts. And the reason is very simple. With MLS, you're not supposed to advertise anything on your videos at all. And YouTube adds advertisements at the end of every video. So you could literally be advertising for the competition. So a lot of realtors are using Vimeo, not YouTube. Their branded content is on YouTube, but their unbranded content is on Vimeo, and that is typically what is linked to MLS, just to clarify.
Okay, so that being said, they're probably linking to videos in MLS, not even posting directly in there. I'm not sure you can.
I thought you could, but honestly, like, okay, I learned something this weekend. Okay, let me, I think this story is actually really pertinent to today's question. This last weekend, I went to Austin, Texas. I went to look at houses. I went to show my wife Austin. It's somewhere I really, really enjoy being. It's a beautiful place. The crime is nothing like, literally, it's night and day from Denver. Like, I was actually really shocked. It was more beautiful. Sorry, Vic. There were more hiking trails and more people on them. And there were a lot less homeless people. And people were actively, like, cleaning up the streets and, like, you know, groups and everything. Really empowering to see. Long story short, I wanted to just kind of see if I could maybe look at a house. There was a place in New Braunfels, by the way, that was on the bottom. You could have your business. And on the top, it was your house. And they were selling... It was $450,000 for a 4-bedroom, 3-bath house and an office.
That was just the top?
No, that was the whole thing. Whole building, $450,000. So I thought that was interesting, but compared to local prices, it was kind of expensive. That being said, why am I telling this story? I went on Zillow to look at houses, and I realized the power of Zillow more than NMLS. I will never use MLS. I think it's archaic, geriatric, unorganized, hard to use. It's long and the short of it. Whereas Zillow, it's on my phone. It's super easy. I can set the map dynamics. I don't like the map they use as API because it doesn't show rivers and whatnot in very thick scale. So it's kind of hard to see which houses are like waterfront. But I finally said, okay, I want to see this house. Well, as soon as I sent that message, it was not even 30 seconds later that I had 3 text messages from realtors who were pro-level realtors on Zillow who got my phone number from Zillow and texted me to meet me at the house that I was interested in looking at in under 30 seconds.
So it was probably automated?
Yes. That's how you bring in leads for people. So my point in saying this is, you know, a lot of realtors are building, you know, big Vimeo channels and YouTube channels. But how many realtors are building Zillow channels? How many people are actually focused on becoming that Zillow realtor and putting all their media on Zillow and all their photos on Zillow? Just something to think about. It's another way that you could learn Zillow, offer to upload their videos to Zillow, and add it as another line item for you to charge for. That's why I say it.
Perfect.
So,
love it.
Anyway, there's your meat and potatoes for today. If you have a question, go to askadroneyou.com. Please do not be afraid to subscribe to our shows. You'll get them automatically or autonomously. So if you're ever on the road and you need something to listen to, well, you can hear Rob's sweet voice. That is going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
On that bombshell, this is Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.